Sometimes I get discouraged and I feel absolutely beat up. And sometimes Elder Gilmore said it just ain't fair. When I think about what Pastor Hart was in, Pastor, how he had all of us, he didn't have to look out for anything. He didn't have to worry about anything because we were there worrying about it for him. We took care of it for him. We made up the hedge for him. I've never experienced this before where there are times I have to make up the hedge for myself. I have to fix lights for myself. I have to cut grass and cut weeds for myself. But you know what? It's made me a better person. It's shown me that you have to still do the work of the Lord in spite of who you think you are. Amen. We laugh and we joke about the word we preach, but we are a cutting edge ministry. We are so cutting edge that if you tell your friends about some of the words and the messages that we preach here, they'll think you crazy. Because we've become so accustomed to blaming everything on the Satan and blaming it on our husbands and blaming it on our wives, blaming it on our boyfriends and our girlfriends, blaming it on our children, blaming it on something. We found something to blame our situations on instead of saying, Lord, it's a possibility that I'm here because this is where I moved into. But you know what I'm excited about? We don't have to stay there. We don't have to stay there. We can pack up and we can move. My God, I'm excited. Amen. I'm excited. Amen. I've been crying in my spirit all morning. So much. You fought so many battles. And there were times you didn't even want to wake up because you knew what you had to face. But you got up and you gave God praise for getting it. Sometimes when I can go on the internet and see how they've crossed us out, how we don't exist, we're no longer Liberty Temple, but they foolish. Amen. We are the temple. Amen. And we're going to stay the temple. Amen. We are a nucleus of what God is about to bring forth in this earth. And a lot of times the nucleus catch hell from everywhere. But that's all right too. That's all right too. Because you're going to be the very one that's going to demonstrate the love of God when love no longer exists in this earth. Amen. There are people that claim to have love, but don't have love. It's all talk. I really got a short message for you. Hallelujah. Amen. Open up your Bibles to the book of 1 John. Tony, you'll have me all day. As the stuff I see out here in this area, you'd be amazed. Absolutely amazed. The conditions and the circumstances that I see people in around here. I've watched men that were twice my size, now smaller, three times smaller than I am, because of their circumstances. Amen.
Hallelujah.
and you would love to discard them and separate yourselves from them. But God said it's all about ministry. And you have to love the unlovable.
Amen.
If you got your Bibles, you got them open to 1 John and the 3rd chapter. You've heard this before, but I don't know if you've heard it like this. In about 10, 15 minutes, we'll be done. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because they knew him not. Beloved, somebody say, now.
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 Not yesterday.
Now.
Not in the future.
Now.
But now,
now
are we the sons of God.
Yes.
And it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifies himself even as he is pure. This was a revelation that John had received in his spirit because of the word that he had been taught by the different apostles. There's a word in your spirit that God wants to reveal to you that's only for you. It's for you because you need it in order to keep going. You need it in order to live. I like what Rev was saying this morning about the power that was in our tongue. You have the ability to call those things that are not as though they are. It's up to you. Now, a lot of times our feelings and our emotions will try to move in and dictate to us our lifestyle. Or will dictate to us how bad things are, or how bad we feel, or what we're going through. And God is saying, you just have to sometimes, like the man of God said, you have to perceive what manner of love. You have to perceive what manner of love, or what possible sort he's talking about of love, is the love here we know is what? Is agape. It's what? Unconditional. It's the unconditional love. But it's also the affection of the Father. Do you know the affection of a father that actually loves his children, will lay down his life, will starve to death so that they can eat, will go without clothing so they can have clothing, will be unhappy so that they can be happy. This is the kind of father that we have. This is the kind of love that he has bestowed upon us. Amen. It don't matter whether nobody else loves you or not, you know Jesus loves you. There's been times in my life when I've been all by myself. I've been surrounded with people, but yet I've still been all by myself. And I could sense and feel the presence of God in my life, which kept me moving. Amen. Perceive the manner of love the Father hath bestowed. I like the word bestowed because in the Hebrew, in the Greek, it means committed. He committed. The reason I like the word committed, because it's talking about predestination. He committed it because in the beginning, he predestined. If you want to see Jesus, you're going to have to be a soldier. You got to be a soldier. Oh, my God. I'm not going to talk about you, but I whine and I complain and I bellyache because this ain't right and I don't have this and this ain't going the way I needed to go and I don't see this the way I needed to see and I didn't hear it the way I needed to hear. And God is saying, get a grip.
All right.
Get a grip. And then God will put you in a position where you can see that what you have is so much more than what others have. Amen. I did some volunteer work at the Caption Kitchen. You ought to try it. My God, you ought to just try it. You'll leave out of there feeling like you got everything you ever wanted and could have in your life. When you see some of the people that come through there that only have what they see and what they can get their hands on in there, you have to perceive that the affection and the love of God that He's bestowed upon you, that you should be called. Remember, we talked about the word called when we did the series Image. Whatever something is called, they are. Somebody gonna get that in a minute. That we should be called. I like God. He's so, you know what? At times God can be funny.
Yes, sir.
Because He always leaving it up to you.
Amen.
That you should be.
Yeah.
He didn't say you would be. He said that you should be. Or He's saying, can you be called or become the sons? And then the word son means, I want to say it right, produced. That you should be called, that you may be called, do you want to be called the sons of God? Do you want to be produced? Well, we can be like the fruit in the earth. You guys got to be what? Anybody ever try to plant fruit vegetables?
Amen.
You found out that stuff was a lot of work.
Amen.
Especially if you want it to grow.
Amen.
You got to get out there. You got to weed it.
Yes.
You got to break up the ground around it all the time. You got to keep the squirrels from eating it up. It's like all day long. How you think you're going to be produced in God if you don't go through the fire?
Right.
Think it not strange.
Come on now.
Don't think it's foreign because you're going through something. You're not the only one.
Amen.
But I think I decide I want to be called a son of God.
Yeah.
It says, therefore the world knoweth us not.
Amen.
The word not has to do with feeling, not based on feeling. They don't know you.
All right.
Don't get mad at me. It says they don't know you because they knew him not. If they know you, thank you. If they know you, I'm going to say it one more time. If they know you, if they understand you, they don't know Jesus. Because it's impossible for them to know you and not know him.
Yeah.
When it's him that's in you.
Amen. Amen.
You know why they love you? Because of the love God has bestowed or the affection God has placed within you. Well, that's going to take you in some other arenas, in some other areas in your life. Because now you got to love folks that are unlovable. And it's a whole lot of unlovable folks, not just in the world, but in the church.
Amen.
It's kind of unfortunate. There's more unlovable folks in the church than it is in the world.
Yes.
Half the time, I'd rather talk to one of these alcoholics out here than I do a church folk.
Yes.
It's funny. Pastor Relevant, a crackhead will love you with all his heart, his mind, his soul. He going to steal from you, but he's still going to love you. A saint going to fake it and still steal from you. They might not steal your stereo system, but they going to steal your joy. They might not steal your chains that they not supposed to know where it's at, but they going to steal your peace. You come walking into the church, you just as happy. Here come Brother Keith. You come walking into the church, Brother Keith. You just as happy. Man, I've been to praise God. Where you been, brother? You still saved? First thing hits his mind is, man, what am I doing here? He's not going to hear nothing that goes on in that service because he's going to be totally committed to what you said to him. And he's going to be looking around the rest of the service trying to see where you sitting at to see if you watching him. That's not the love of God. Amen. That's the love of the flesh. Amen. If you know it, somebody say knoweth again.
No.
If you know it, us, if the world knoweth, it's not. It's talking about the cosmos. It's talking about all things created that God created. It's talking about Zoe life. It's talking about the very life of God and all of his manifestation. If they recognize you as your father, I ain't talking about God.
All right.
Let me stop meddling. They knew him not. The word knew means the same thing as knowing. It means gnosko. It means to know by experience or to acquire knowledge. Folks always want to know what makes you tick. And the reason they want to know what makes you tick, so they can get on your nerves. But if all they ever see coming out of your life is love, peace, and joy, no matter how discouraged you are, no matter how beat up you've been that day, no matter how low your finances may be, you still manifest the glory and the life of God, then they don't have nothing that they can see but Jesus. I bowled against a guy Friday night. His favorite thing is to try to get on my nerves always to call me Bishop Jakes. He loved it. It used to get on my nerves. And my mind used to say, if he called you Bishop Jakes again, bishop him. And in the process of thinking that, God spoke something to my heart. He said, love conquers a multitude of sin. Or the love of the Father, or the love that's been bestowed upon you or within you, the affection of my welfare will overwhelm the hatred and the envy that's in his life. Because it ain't you that he don't like, it's what you represent that he don't like. So I start saying, well, he said, hey, Bishop Jakes, want me to pray for you? So he comes to me, mother, well, you know I was just kidding. I say, I'm not. You need prayer. But you've got to hear from God. You can't hear from him if you don't acknowledge him. I don't know about you, but it says, beloved, which is a special appetite for them that are in the epistles, which you are. You don't know it. You're a book. You are living, breathing epistle of God. You are a book. You are writing your own book. 1 John, 2 John, Corinthians. You are a book. Your appetite is what you manifest in this earth through the blood and the word of Christ. Yeah. Beloved, now are we the produced sons of God. If you want to know how you get produced, think about what Jesus went through. Now be honest with me now, be honest. You can raise your hands. Somebody spat on you. How many not going to spit back? But you're going to do something. We're looking. We're exploring. We're exploring. Somebody walk up and slap the tar out of you. You gonna go like this. Here's the other side. Got y'all thinking, don't I? It's a wrap, huh? They out. It's done. Right. You see why God's trying to produce us?
Yeah.
See why we got to go through the fire? That's why we're going through the fire. Because if you sock me, it ain't no promise that they're not going to have to call EMS for one of us. And seeing I'm going to be praying and you not, it's going to be you. But see, God is trying to teach us. He's trying to take us somewhere. Because see, you've been told that if, don't worry, Brother Green, I ain't going to hit you. If I walk up and just slug Brother Green, he get up and, when I ain't looking, he say it's on. And he slugs me back. Does that mean he don't have the love of God in his heart? That just means he succumbed to the same thing I did.
Yeah.
Self. Don't worry, I'm getting to something. I'm really almost done. And if not, see, that's why it does not yet appear. It don't appear yet. Because you know what? The flesh gonna defend itself. The flesh going to defend itself. And then the spirit going to say, look at what you did. And folks around you will say, I knew they wasn't Christians. Because they assume you're supposed to let them knock you around and step on you and abuse you and say, thank you. The wisdom of God is greater than anything.
Yeah.
God will give you the wisdom to deal with every situation in your life. It don't appear yet. It has not manifested. We don't see it. We don't understand it. What we shall be. But we know. How do we know? Because we have been there. We've been through trouble. We've been through hell. We've been tried like a fire. We've been tempted on every point. As like he was. But yet we found a way to do it without sin. We know. But we know. How do we know? Because we know through understanding. We perceive perception. We now know that when we see him. Let me throw this in. You know, the word of God said, hell is enlarging itself. They preaching this for the world, but it's not. Judgment gonna start in the house of God. God never intended to have to enlarge hell, but he done already searched a whole bunch of our hearts, and he done already found out they're not going to make it. But guess what? You have a chance to change that.
Yes.
We don't know that what when he shall appear, but we shall be
like him.
For we shall see him as he is. It means bring, the word like means to bring to light. We shall see, we shall perceive. You won't be able to see him in the natural, but your heart, your spirit will bear witness with the spirit that is coming to save you, and you will see him as he is. How will you see him as he is? Because you will see the same character in him that's in you. Look here, God ain't trying to make you beautiful. He's trying to change your character.
Amen.
He's trying to change your nature, your attitude. That's what he's trying to change. That's what he's coming back for. He's coming back for a church without spot or... Well, my God, ain't none of us going to be like that.
Amen.
There's going to always be some kind of problem in our life. But in your heart, he searches the intent or that which is motivating or moving your heart. He'll search your heart. That's what Jesus is going to look for. He's going to look right into your heart.
Hallelujah.
You better make sure your heart is right.
Amen.
Amen. We shall see him. I like the word see because the word see means the same as the other. It means that you will perceive. You will know he in the place. You will feel and sense his presence. And we shall be as... I didn't hear you. We shall what? Be as...
He is.
As...
He is.
As...
He is.
What is he? He's love. He's love. And every man that hath this what? Expectation. If you don't expect it, you can't receive it. You got to have expectation. And you have to thrive and move and operate on your expectation so that in him you purify yourself. That means you got to bring yourself under subjection to the power of God. Don't you think the pastor, don't you think the prophet, don't you think the evangelist or the apostle or the teacher gonna get you straightened out. You've got to straighten yourself out. You have got to sanctify yourself so that you'll have this hope in you and you'll be pure even as he is. The word pure is translated innocent. That means you won't have nobody's blood on your hands.
Right.
You know the ultraviolet lights that show blood that they use in the CIS? I bet if you raise half people's hands up in here, you'll see blood on them. Because we got somebody's blood on our hands. You better make it right.
Iliandro moko shiko, ishanda kala kariato, shiliandro moko shi, shikilio moko shanda, iliandro moko bo shanda kilia, ilobo koliata, shando koliata bacha, shilio moko ya, iloba shando, shandi kilio moko, shando moko. I am the unsearchable God. I am the one who knows all and sees all.
I'm the one that has spread my love abroad unto you through my son. And I'm coming back for a church that has the love of my son. I have called you the sons of God. I have birthed you according to my plan, according to my design. And ye are as I have made you. But yet there's the other. And if you yield to him, then the love of God cannot exist. If you yield to him, if you yield your members to him, then you cannot be the sons of God. Therefore, examine yourself. Search within your own heart and see if ye be the sons of God. For I am there to help you. I am there to strengthen you. I am there to give you peace. I am there to give you joy. And I am your love. And the love produces love. Allow my love to produce within you that which I will desire. When I come back, I shall see that love. And I will receive you unto myself, saith the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to be received unto the Lord. I'm done. But I leave this with you. Choose you this day who you're going to serve. Either you're going to serve God or you're going to serve mammon. You have to make up in your mind. Because if you serve mammon, you're going to serve yourself. And if you serve yourself, when Jesus comes, he's going to search your heart. And that's all he's going to see is self. I don't want to have to went through all I've went through. The crying I've cried and the sorrow that I've had, Brother Chet. For him to look down into my heart and say, son, your heart just ain't right. Amen. It's a church that needs deliverance. Because the church is full of haters. And they think they done covered it up. But it ain't covered. God is looking at our hearts. He's looking at our hearts. And he's moving in a supernatural way. I always cry out, Lord, create in me a clean heart. Because without a clean heart, you shall not see God.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. God is so awesome. And he's so loving. Because he loved me when I didn't even love myself. And he comforted me when I couldn't comfort myself. And he strengthened me when there was strength nowhere to be found. That's the kind of Lord I want to serve. And every day I want him to look into my heart and say, son, keep changing. Keep changing. Keep transforming. Keep renewing yourself. Let me tell you something, folks. The anointing of God is going to flow out of the character of God that's in your life. Think about all the blinded eyes and the deaf ears and all that stuff that was happening in this church. God was performing miracle after miracle. But half them folks today are still living on that miracle and not the word of God. When you get in trouble, it's only going to be the word of God that's going to get you through it. You can remind yourself how God healed you of cancer, but it ain't going to heal your broken heart. You're going to need Jesus. When I see him, Brother Russell, I want to look and see myself. And when he sees me, I want him to see himself. Because God already predestined it. He already said it's going to happen. You just have to move into a realm where it happens to you. Can't nobody make you. When I'm laying on my deathbed, I want to be at peace with God. I see folks, you'd be amazed. I see folks leaving here kicking and screaming. And done served God for 30, 40 years. They thought. When you see him, you want to see him as he is. I used to teach that when you see him as he is, you'll see him sitting at the throne of the Father. But I found out when you see him as he is, you'll be looking at a reflection in the mirror. That's how he is. Because what's going to happen, the revelation of the whole thing is, when you see him as he is, he'll flow forth out of your inner being. His character will have overtaken your character. His nature will have overtaken your nature. And when you see him, you'll be looking at yourself, but you'll look at the nature of God. I know folks think your humbleness and your love is weakness. Let them keep on thinking that. Because you better believe, when the word of God says, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. He's not playing, because he's in you. And when they touch you, they don't touch him. Amen. I'm excited about what God is doing. Yeah, sometimes I cry. Yeah, I do. But you know what? It don't matter how anointed or how spiritual I think I am, I still got to deal with this. And if you think it ain't powerful, ask yourself why you did what you did yesterday.